It's a great pleasure for me to welcome Dean Palacca. Dean, good morning.
Thank you very much, Larry.
How are you?
Not too bad. How about yourself?
I'm fine. And you are involved with what organization?
I am program director and choreographer of the Slaviani Folk Ensemble. Now, the Slaviani Folk Ensemble, the name itself, Slaviana, means the Slavs. And the Slavs, the Slavic people, are indigenous of Central and Eastern European, the continent there, and the different countries. So we're talking about nationalities like Russian, Ukrainian, Carpatho-Russian, which we'll talk about in a second, Slovak, Croatian, Serbian. Our main focus at Slaviani is preserving the traditions, the dance, the songs of the Carpatho-Russian people. And what you're listening to right now is a set of Carpatho-Russian dances from Eastern Slovakia. Now, Carpatho-Russians are a nationality similar to Ukrainian and Slovak, but we don't have our own geopolitical boundaries, so we're more of a minority within these countries. So a stateless people, but definitely a nationality that is diverse from our neighbors, our Slavic brothers and sisters.
And tell me about your particular background, your mom, your dad, your grandparents.
My particular background, I am three-quarters Carpatho-Russian. I think it's a fourth-generation American. My great-grandparents all emigrated to the Pittsburgh area in the early 1900s through the mass immigration, coming here to work in the mills and the mines and the railroads. And on the other side, a quarter of me is Croatian. So I always had a sense of my Carpatho-Russian nationality and my Croatian heritage. And my dad and his dad and so on, always told us, always reminded us, always through song and dance, this is what we did in the old country. We play this, we dance like this. So they, through generation and generation, so we're down to fifth generation, trying to keep and preserve the ethnic heritage of our ancestors.
And there is a significant Croatian population here in the Pittsburgh area, as well as Russian and Eastern European.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll get a chance to learn more about these heritage at the Folk Festival. It's at the Monroeville Convention Center, May 13th through the 15th. And the Monroeville Convention Center is easy to get to, free parking. It's just about 12 miles east from downtown. And you might be used to going to the Folk Festival downtown, where it's been for many years. But last year, it was just a great venue for it. And you can get there May 13th, 14th, or 15th. I'll be there on the 13th during the day. And Dean has brought some instruments. Before we talk about those, what are we hearing now? Are you familiar with this?
Oh, definitely. This is our signature piece at the Slaviani Folk Ensemble. It's called the Kozachko. And there's two different things that we're trying to do here. Is Kozachko means small little goat. But those of you that are Ukrainian or Russian would know the term Kozachok, which means the Cossack. So what we do during this dance is the boys and the men will try and outdo each other with gymnastic-style steps, either imitating the little animals, because we have steps called the donkey kicks, duck walks, or they'll try and emulate what they saw on the battlefield during the battles, the Cossacks. They would come and they would have great battles. They would go back to their camps, and the gentleman in charge would say, oh, what did you do during battle? And they would show them. So you see the little guys doing the kicks, the Russian kicks, the coffee grinders, the splits, the twisting and contorting your body all different ways.
I can picture this happening. So these are kind of like the everybody's dancing back in a line, and then one person comes up and says, look at me.
Right.
And then goes back in the line, and the next person comes up and says, that was nothing. Look at this.
Right. Exactly. And that's what it is. It's trying to show off your agility to the young women of the village.
Now, are you finding that children, young children, are interested in learning these traditions?
We are. We are seeing that children are starting to relearn. You go through different cycles where maybe there's not as much interest, and then it'll peak and then it'll valley. But I think we're getting into another peak where the generation that's my age that grew up with this are coming back and saying, wow, you know, for years I used to do this and I got out of it and I really missed this. Now I have children of my own and I really want them to understand and learn about my heritage and our people, what we did. So I do see a lot coming back.
Oh, yes, that's
definitely
terrific. And you're hearing Dean Palacca, who is artistic director of the Slaviani Carpatho-Russian Ensemble. Mm-hmm. I think I've got that correct, right?
Well, the only thing, Carpatho-Russian, not to be confused with Russian. Russian, of course, the big country you see there on the map, but Russians are a small little people situated in the Carpathian Mountains, just on the other side of Ukraine.
Yeah, so. I think that it's always confused me, too, and
yes.
I think it does confuse folks. Now, you brought several instruments with you today.
Yes.
Tell me what you've brought here.
Well, I brought different instruments of the tambura family. The Slaviani Folk Ensemble, we do a lot of Carpatho-Russian, but we do other nationalities that are Slavic. And Croatians and Serbians and Hungarians play these tambura instruments. And for you that don't know what tambura instruments are, if you could picture the mandolin family, there are different stringed instruments as small as a mandolin and then a little larger than a ukulele and then as large as a guitar and even a double bass. So the tambura family are stringed instruments that are used in southern Europe, basically, Croatia, Hungary, Serbia, and those different areas. But the Carpatho-Russians, we have a large contingency in Serbia. So whenever they immigrated there back in the 1700s, they picked up the national instrument of the area and used it for their own purposes as well. So,
and many people are familiar with tambourizens.
Oh, yes.
That's from the root word, tambora.
Right,
and,
right.
So picture a mandolin-sized instrument with mm-hmm. six strings, and we'll get a sense of what it sounds like from Dean.
Okay, well,
I know you're not a player.
I am not a professional, and anyone who knows me knows that for sure. So I will give you basic samples of how these instruments sound, because the big thing is it's the children. We're all amateurs. We do this as a secondary hobby.
Well, sure, but just so we can hear the tone.
Okay, well, let's play something for you.
Very nice.
Oh, thank
very
you.
Nice. I didn't notice that two pairs of strings are really close together,
yes.
similar to what you would see on a mandolin, and
yes.
then there are two deeper strings mm-hmm. that are further apart.
Well, there are different stringing configurations for these instruments. This one right here is called a G primash or biseranica, and the way it's strung is the first two strings are G, the second two are double D, and then an A and an E that are wound. So you need that double string to be able to get a little louder of a sound out of the instrument.
Let me pass along an email to you really quickly.
Uh-huh.
For Mia of Monroeville, Mia, it's so nice to hear from you, who writes, years ago her daughter used to sing and play on SLB, and how it's been a long time since she's been able to listen. But she would play her prim and let listeners know about the junior tambourizing mm-hmm. group she was in. And while she was in high school, she was a member of Slaviati, the group that your dad founded, Dean. And
right.
She'll be part of the alumni group this year. Ellie.
Oh, yeah.
And Ella's mom, Mia, just wrote.
Okay.
And Mia, thank you for writing to us.
And I just saw Elle on Thursday. We have our rehearsals in McKees Rocks, and she came down to get her costume, and we'll be at our rehearsal tomorrow because we're getting ready for our big 35th annual concert, which will be held on May 21st, the Slaviani Folk Ensemble.
And it's terrific. I don't know where Mia is geographically. I'm assuming she's still in the Pittsburgh area.
I believe so, yes.
She's listening online, but she just happened to be able to tune in today when seeing a mention on Facebook. So how it's nice when a coincidence like that happens.
Yes, it is.
Now, you've got a larger instrument with 8 strings now.
Yes.
Or no, 6. Still 6.
Well, it's the same string configuration. This one is called a brach, and it's basically just, I would say, the older brother of the preem.
And it's shaped more like a guitar.
And it's shaped like a small guitar, maybe an oversized ukulele, if you want to look at it that way. So, and like I said, the strings are exactly the same, and it has a mellower, more mellow type of sound. The preem is usually the virtuoso instrument, more of like the violin of the tambora family. That's why the name primash means the first.
And that's Ellie's instrument.
That's Ellie's instrument, right. And the person who's the lead instrument usually plays the preem and has nimble fingers. And we do have a sample of that on the CD, which we could play in a little bit that can give you what a professional sounds like rather than the rank amateur of me. But this is the brach, and I will just play a small little melody for you here so you can get an idea of what this sounds like.
Don't sell yourself short, Dean. You're no slouch when it comes to
Thank you. But I'm certainly not. I mean, there are people here that rank in the world, Americans that rank in the world, Jerry Gersovich, Dave Kosovets, Pete Kosovets, people like that are virtuosos in this. But thank you anyways. Thank you very much.
Now, you're going to hear from one more instrument in a moment, but I want to be sure that we let you know that you can hear Dean on the radio Sunday at 2:30. He does a program, the Carpatho Rusyn Society Heritage Radio Program.
Yes.
Which is heard at WPIT AM 730. And there's a long, wonderful tradition of multilingual and ethnic radio programming in our region in Western Pennsylvania and in Ohio. A lot of it historically has been on WPIT.
Right.
And you can hear archives of these programs at c-rs.org.
Mm-hmm. And if you are a Facebook fan, all you need to do is look up Rusyn Radio or Carpatho Rusyn Radio, and you can become a fan of our Facebook webpage. And yes, all of our archives are on our website, c-rs.org. And we've been doing that for many years. My father and I founded the Carpatho Rusyn Society Heritage Program, and unfortunately, he passed quite suddenly last March, but it's been instilled into me by him all my life, so I'm more than happy to keep the traditions that he instilled in me.
And this was last year?
Passed away. When March of 2010.
My sympathies.
Thank you.
And you can also go to slaviani.org to learn more about the ensemble. That's
SLAVJANE.org.
Think of it as slavjane.org, even though that's not exactly right, but it's Slaviani spelled that way.
Right.
Now, we'll recap the Pittsburgh Folk Festival details in a moment, but you've got the Papa Bear of the instrument here.
Well, this really isn't the Papa Bear. There is a couple others that are a little larger than
this. Really?
Yes. But this, what I have now, is called a Bulgaria or a Contra. And the Contra, as the name may sound, is counter, the counter beats. What it is a rhythm guitar, basically. It's not a melody keeper. It's not a virtuoso instrument. It's more of that background battery with the bass. So the bass has the beat, and the Bulgaria has the counter beat. So just a couple of chords for you on this. And this is strung a little differently than a guitar as well. It has 4 strings, and there's different stringing configurations for the Bulgaria as well. This one's just a standard G, and the 4 strings, the D, B, G, and D, make a G chord. So just a couple chords for this one.
These are beautiful instruments, by the way. The woodwork on them both on the body and around the tuning pegs. There's a silver etched plate, and if you go to the folk festival, you'll be able to look at these instruments up close and see what they look like. Very nice.
No, thank you. And yes, these instruments, some are handmade from 200 plus years ago. And there's a lot of tambura makers here in the Pittsburgh area, as well, of course, in the homeland, Croatia, Serbia, Hungary. So it's a very interesting instrument to play, and it's a life. It's a livelihood. It's things that you love to do. And happy to be able to do it and keep the traditions that my ancestors have passed along to me.
Oh, that's terrific. Do you have any children?
Yes, I do. I have two children. Nicholas is 14 years old. My daughter, Michaela, is 11. And interesting thing about my daughter, well, they're both in Slaviani. The first performance my daughter had was in 2005 in Uzhhorod, Ukraine. Slaviani went to perform in the homeland. And she wasn't old enough to be in the group, but we were short a couple girls. So we taught the dances to her and another girl who's the same age. And their first performance was in Uzhhorod, Ukraine. So she always tells that. She goes, my first show was in Ukraine. So they like it as well. They love doing this. And it's a family builder. You just don't go there to learn how to play and how to dance. You make friends, and you make friends for life. And I have many friends that I've had since I was 5 years old. And it's just a really neat thing to do, learn about your ethnic heritage. And you don't have to be Slavic.
I was just going to say,
no.
You could get involved and probably, you absolutely can still be engaged, enjoy the food
yes.
and the dance. And that's the fun thing about the Pittsburgh Folk Festival. You can visit with over 30 nationalities, and it's May 13th through the 15th at the Monroeville Convention Center. pghfolkfest.org is where you can get more information. Mm-hmm. We only have about another 30 seconds
okay.
or so. Is there anything else you wanted to mention?
No, I just wanted to say thank you for having me, and please come out to the Pittsburgh Folk Festival. Again, that's the 54th International Pittsburgh Folk Festival, held at the Monroeville Convention Center, May 13th, 14th, and 15th. For more information, please call 412-278-1267 or visit pghfolkfest.org.
Thank you, Dean.
Thank you, Larry.
And he's program director and choreographer of the Slaviana Folk Festival Ensemble.